Welcome to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast, where you can relax, recharge, and reconnect. And now, your host, Justin Wink.
Today, I'm talking about making your work worth it. And I'm talking about more than just the type of work you do to bring in your primary income. Because, let's face it, just about everything you do in your life, whether it's taking care of your physical health, taking care of relationships, just about anything you do, figuring out even just how to spend your time, it requires work. It requires that precious time and that precious energy. And time is definitely something we're not getting any less of. So if you're going to be putting out the one thing you're not necessarily getting any more of, how do you know that you're getting something in return that's worth it? That's what we're talking about today. And it's so good to be back at my home studio here in Northern California, right near the ocean. Got my good old microphone. I'm sure Joey, my podcast editor, is going to be really happy about this. And it's just been great to be back and reconnecting with good old friends and the beach and sunny weather without a ton of humidity. I really had a good time in Cancun, and the dental work that I had done, the gum tissue graft, it continues to heal really well. So it's just great. And today's topic came from a couple of incidents that I had. One as recently as just this past day, and another one from a couple weeks ago, actually, right before I had my gum tissue procedure, having to do more with, one had to do with a potential client for my coaching business. The other had to do with a relatively close friend that had been meeting with for quite a while. I'll start with that one, where it was me and a couple guys. We've been meeting for an hour a week, just to get together and, you know, check in and encourage each other's growth. At least my take on it was like, hey, this is a place where we want to be able to share openly and honestly. Yet we're there to grow. We're not just there to stay stuck and stay in our patterns and keep doing the same thing week in, week out. This is a, you know, for men, because we're all three are men. Men wanting to, you know, have that kind of brotherhood where we're encouraging and challenging each other out of love to be the best men that we can be in our lives. I started to notice that one of the participants, what's coming up, I'm noticing that this seems very similar to things that have been shared time and time and again, and we've gone in depth and discussed it. I'm just like sick of hearing the same thing. I started to notice I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting a little upset that this time that I want to use for sharing, but also for growing, and then also seeing my other men grow, that, you know, it's like we're all kind of, I'm wanting us all to grow together. This person doesn't seem to be wanting to grow in the same ways that I was wanting to grow, and seemed like the other individual was wanting to grow, which is fine. The other thing that was starting to get to me, and you might be going like, Justin, how's that fine? You said you're getting frustrated. What's fine that somebody doesn't want to change. What's not fine is when I'm starting to notice that, hey, this is impacting my emotions and my energy levels and what I'm doing. And here's another aspect of how it was impacting me. A lot of the things that were coming up, my interpretation, which is just my interpretation, someone else could have a different take, was like, okay, a lot of stuff is based on a lot. There's a lot of fear and a lot of worry. And whenever I hear someone come with their fear or their worry, just believes that that is a fact, that just there are things out there that are there to hurt you, and it's just inevitable. And another example of this is probably a better one that I'll use is my good friend on the scuba trip, on the night dives, there ends up being something called bloodworms. I don't believe they actually suck your blood or anything like that, but they're red colored. So they look like they're filled with blood, and they're attracted to your light at night. It's one of these things, like, you don't necessarily want too bright of a light, because the brighter the light, the more these bloodworms get attracted to it and get in front of you and are over. They're just kind of creepy, icky, ooky. And then they also obstruct your view because they get in front of the light and disrupt it. He wears earplugs, I believe only on the night dives. And someone was asking, like, why do you wear the earplugs? He said, oh, because the bloodworms always get in your ears. So that's why I wear the earplugs. And I'd have to find myself going like, well, except when they never get into my ears, because I never, not that he's done way more diving than me, but for all the I guess I've done now 6 night dives, I have never had any bloodworms in my ears, and I'd never heard of anyone getting bloodworms in their ears, but there's this certainty that they always get into your ears. I'd have to mentally filter that out. I'm sure I make statements like this, but many people make statements like this, and oftentimes it's not a big deal. Yet when it's in an environment where I'm looking to be able to drop my guard, relax, and just be able to not have to be on guard, but just being able to be more vulnerable and be more open, but then also able to like listen closely in a way where I'm listening for like the emotional content and the feelings, and I don't have to be on guard for the exact precise phrasing every single time, so it's not impacting me and I'm not taking on a viewpoint, that ends up being work. And again, nothing necessarily wrong with work. Some people think hard work is a virtue in of itself. I 100% disagree with that. I think hard work is just hard work, and it's dumb. There's no reason to work hard just to work hard. If it's in the pursuit of something that you believe is very important, that's in aligned with your values, right? Then by all means, work hard towards that endeavor. But if it's just hard work for no reason other than to work hard, to me, I find that a complete waste of precious time and precious energy. And so I would highly advise, and you're like, but Justin, hard work is the cornerstone of being a good worker, and it's the cornerstone of this country, and it's in our... You can have that. I don't want it. I think it's a bunch of bullshit. It's total bullshit that hard work is a good thing. It's not. It's not. And not in and of itself. If there's something that you think is important, it lights you up, makes you shine, by all means, work hard. I work hard only in select times when it's something that I feel is very, very important to me. Not because someone else's it's important. I don't give a fuck what somebody else thinks is important anymore. So if it has to be important to me, that I think matters in this world and is going to impact people that I care about and is going to make me feel good in the pursuit of it. So in that ways, it's not necessarily hard work. If I'm enjoying it while I'm doing it, how hard is it? There's an aspect of me enjoying it. There should be some like, this work is resulting in some return in some way. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes we think like, oh, you're being selfish. Be selfish. You're here to do something for you. That's why you're here. And I am here. Part of what I'm here to do is to help people get on track to figure out what that is and find a way to make that happen. That lights me up. That's one of the reasons I do this podcast. I've invested a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of resources, and it's been a lot of challenge to get this thing up and running and have it going every week. It's not necessarily easy. I get a lot out of it because I'm doing what lights me up. This is in alignment with my values. I'm growing. I'm impacting people. I feel like I'm making a difference, and I'm getting the word out there and stuff that I think is important. It's okay to work hard if you feel like you're getting something in return and you feel like it's maybe causing some change, having some impact. Now, in this case, with this man and this group, I was noticing I'm putting in a lot of work, yet it's not doing a goddamn thing, because this person just keeps coming back with the exact same thing. And tried to discuss it, have had discussions about this multiple times over the course of many, many months. And I'm just like, this doesn't work for me. This is work, and I'm not getting paid for this. And it doesn't seem like you're benefiting. I'm not benefiting. So I'm done with this group. This group does not work for me anymore. So, individually, maybe we can do some things, work with the other individual or the other individual, fine. But as far as a group, it's not meeting what I'm looking for in terms of growth and fun. It's no longer fun. It's no longer growth. It's just taking work for me and providing nothing in return. It's just pure hard work, which, as I've mentioned before, I find there's no value to hard work in and of itself. Hard work in the pursuit of creating some other fruit, especially if it's enjoyable along the way, but then it really isn't hard work at that point. That work was dimming me, not lighting me up. So let that go. And now been able to put that time and that energy into other relationships, other people, which has been great. The other instance is a potential coaching client. And this has all happened really, really quickly, that a real good a mentor, coach, friend of mine that I work with was like, okay, I've got some ideas and I'm just not sure how to get them quite organized or what to do. Kind of a little over the place. I think I should try this platform or that platform. I was like, wait. Let's go high level. Where is it you want to end up? Like, what's your end target? If you want to be serving, you know, thousands of people and having like lots of coaches under you, then what that end game is going to look like and how you're going to want to get there is going to be completely different than if you're just like, I just want to work with three people a year and maybe they each just pay me, you know, $150,000 each every year. And so that's where I make, $500,000 is just by three or four super high paying individuals. Completely different forms of how you would surface those two types of business needs. So I was like, I've got this great system where we can get you clear on what it is that you want. It might be you have an idea in a couple areas what you want. Because what I found is sometimes we get so zeroed in on one thing that we lose focus of some of these other very important aspects of our life. And then we get ourselves ragged because it's sort of like a just never-ending whack-a-mole of like, oh, yeah, I'm making the money. Wait, now I'm lonely. Oh, okay. Oh, wait, now I found someone. Oh, but now like I'm out of shape and now I got to like go that. Now I'm in great shape, but now my relationship's gone to shit and I'm not making the money. And if we kind of look back and go like, well, what's the grand vision and start to build a life from the holistic view of what makes us happy as a complete person, then we can allow our life and what we do and things to unfold in that direction. I have a great ability, great exercises, great way I deliver it of clarifying that and then making it super easy for that to become a reality to kind of go backwards into making that a reality. Because most people, when they think, oh, I want to run a marathon, they start from where they are now. No, that's not the way to do it. And I'm not going to go into that because that's like another topic, another thing. If you're interested in this, just message me directly, Justin Wink, PhD, on just about all the major socials or email podcast@justinwink.com. If you're interested, because I will do this program again. This was just for very select few individuals. Originally, it was, you know, for this mentor of mine. And then I went to another friend, Nitta, actually, and was like, hey, I'm thinking of doing this thing. And you said you were kind of interested in doing this. Do you want in? And she's like, fuck yeah, I want in on this. And then she's like, you know what? I think I might know some other people that might want in on this. Like, is that cool? And I was like, yeah, I think that would be cool. But I only want to make it like four other people top. So five, including me, because I really want this to just be people that are really aligned and everyone's able to like get their time and feel like they're getting served well. And so she found originally like three other possible people. And one of them was this guy was like, fuck yeah, I'm in. Like, boom, wait, you want how much? Just sold. That's easy. Yep, let's make it happen. Another guy, he didn't even respond. So this was like, okay, that's easy. Then another individual was like, oh yeah, that sounds good. Let me get back to you. And I was like, okay, got to know Monday because I want to get this thing going and I don't want to be, for me, it's not about making any money. It's about let's get this thing rolling and get to live in our ideal futures now instead of later. It's like, okay, yeah, got it. And a couple days later, like, okay, yeah, this sounds awesome. I'm in. And I'm like, great. There's possibly a couple other people that want in. I only got the one spot left. So let me know that you're in and here's how you pay so that you lock in your spot. Deadline passes. I'm like, what's going on? And kind of got the, oh man, I missed this. Things were happening, but I'm taking care of it now. Call me weird. To me, now is now. Now is not anytime after now. Now is now. Now is now. Any other time is any other time, but it's not now. Because now is now. Any other time is any other time, which preferably is stated. Otherwise, it becomes never. So things are either now, never, or a stated time, like, you know, with calendar date and clock time. So it didn't happen. I was just like, the other participants were like getting all gung-ho and we were starting to have a hard time to like schedule this thing. Cause I was like, we'll just schedule it once we get everybody, you know, and we'll just find a mutually beneficial time. It was really challenging at first. And then when I got a feel for this other potential client, It's like, this is seeming like work more than what I'm going to get. I feel like I'm going to have to chase this person, track them down, and just try to pull everything out. And it's like, what I'm offering is a dream life. That's effectively the fruition of this exercise that we're going to be doing, is that the person gets to see their dream life and then make it come to fruition in a relatively short amount of time, a couple few years. And you might be going like, that's a long ass fucking time. It's like, out of what, a lifetime of 80, 90 years, if you could have your dream life in a couple few years, you're going to say that's too much time. I mean, look back at your previous life, like how much time have you spent? And maybe you've gotten, you know, I'm sure you've accomplished a lot and had some happiness, but maybe there's some things you're just like, this just isn't working. And I keep banging my head against the wall. I make the wall disappear. That's through some of the activities and my ways of helping perceive things differently. So that's what I'm offering. And I'm like, I don't chase people. I was talking to my friend Nitta. I'm like, I'm not like Tony Robbins. I'm not like a hammer that's just going to like bash you and make stuff move. I'm a fucking like slingshot. It's like, hey, if you're ready, I'm going to accelerate the shit out of, you know, getting you to where you want to go. Like, boom, let's have it. But slingshot does not have the ability to move something that is stuck. If you're moving, but you want to be moving faster, or you're not clear on the direction, I'm the slingshot that helps with that. She was also telling me about Tony Robbins, because I've done a Tony Robbins event. So for certain people, certain places, Tony Robbins is great. But she was talking about how they were doing the real hard sell for his platinum program. Of like, yeah, just find a way, like borrow the money, do whatever it takes so that you can become Tony Robbins platinum, so that you can be one of us and get the benefits and things like this. And she's telling me that one of the people doing the sales thing was like, yeah, you know, I was only making $385,000 a year. And then the next year I made $1.8 million. And then I made $2.5 million. If you're already making $385K, that's pretty fucking good. And it sounded like this person was already in a business that could benefit from plugging into that network. I guess the platinum investment cost is $85,000. And to me, it's like, if you have the money and you have the right industry, you don't need the hard sell. So that's why I don't do a hard sell. The only aspect of sales I like is when it's thought of as being of service, but otherwise I don't need to sell anything to anybody. If you like this, great. If not, go listen to another podcast. It's totally cool. If you like it, please rate it 5 stars. Pass it along. I love it. If there's something you think could be better, because you're just like, ah, oh, Justin, you're missing out on an opportunity, send that feedback in. No problem. So yeah, I decided like, hey, I don't think this program, you know, to this potential client that I was like, I don't think this is, feeling like this isn't the right time for this. So, you know, next round, I'll let you know, and maybe it'll work out. And I think he was a little bummed, but you know, it's not personal. He's a great guy. He's an awesome dude, and he's already done great things. He's doing great things. So it might just be like, this would have just been a cute little fun thing, but that's not what this is. This is for people who are just like, I really want to make some changes, and I'm ready. I'm already moving. I just want to move faster and a better possession. I want a better direction on where I'm going. And amazingly, like pretty much right after I made that decision, the rest of the group all gelled and we got all the dates like locked in within an hour or two. So it's amazing when you just stop working for the sake of work and you start working for what really matters to you, things can start to happen so much more easily. Things can come into place. You get so much more joy, so much more peace and ease and impact in your world. Isn't that what you want us to have? Some impact that matters to you, not just doing something because someone else says it's important, but doing it because you know it's important deep down. That's what we're talking about here. Don't just be working. Don't just be working hard. Make sure that you're getting something in return for your work, and not just at your job, but in your relationships, in your physical health, in your activities, whatever it is. If it's taking your time or your energy, or both, then it's okay to be going like, what am I getting in return for this, right? And in return, you might be benefiting millions and millions of people out there. So don't think that just because it's what am I getting in return, that that's totally selfish. Although I will say it's okay to also be totally selfish. to be like, this is just feels good for me. Doesn't help anyone else. I'm not saying go hurt anybody, but if it's just you like to play a video game and it just feels good, relaxes you, whatever, probably doesn't really benefit anyone else. I don't know. I don't really play video games much anymore. Play the game of life. But, you know, yeah, enjoy. That's it. Thanks so much for listening. That's the show. Good day. If you want to contact the show, email me at podcast@justinwenck.com. That's Justin, WENCK. And find me on social media, Justin Wenck, PhD, on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and YouTube. And if you want ways so that you can relax, recharge, and reconnect, find the Tuesday 20 every Tuesday at 12:05 p.m. Pacific. It's only 20 minutes, and it's going to get you relaxed, recharged, and reconnected. It's on YouTube, and it's on Facebook. So looking forward to seeing you there.